Shin Sadek Zayin Sefei. Masal L'Roya, if he gives it over to a shepherd, I feel enough of the Yontif Harenki Ragle Aroya. I'm talking about a person who generally gives it over to this shepherd. So Mimele, we say that Minastam, the animal, goes by the tomb of the shepherd. It's under the auspices of the shepherd, even though it technically belongs to the owner. And therefore, even if he gave it to him in the middle of Yontif, still we say that the tomb of this animal goes by the shepherd, because as we said, it's under the control of the shepherd. In a case where it's not clear who the shepherd will be, there's more than one shepherd there, in that case it's already not so clear that we could say, oh, it was aimed to go to one of the shepherds, because we don't know which one it's supposed to go to. So therefore we say, according to various poskim, that if it wasn't clear before Yom Tov who you're giving it to, it remains by the Baal. As we said before, if he always gives to one, then go by the shepherd. If he has two different shepherds that he's using, then stays by him, because it's not clearly shaft to one specific other person. So it remains by the Baal. Mishra Brua says that there are many places that say that all this is when he did not give it to the shepherds before Shabbos, but when he has these two different shepherds and he gave it over before Shabbos, there's no difference how many shepherds there are. We consider in the possession of the shepherds. So if he gives it over to two shepherds and each one has a different tchum, then this animal could only go to the common denominator of those two shepherds.